Today's Shir, Mishra Beriyami, is Simon Tuf Yud Ches Din Tainis Rosh Chodesh, the Lachas of Fasting on Rosh Chodesh. Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh also be Tainis, it's also to fast on Rosh Chodesh. Sif Katan Aleph, Aser, V'anshei Kehila Kedosha V'Ramaisha, this great holy Kehila in Ramaisha, they used to Misanim Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they used to fast on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, even though it's also to fast on Rosh Chodesh, in principle. But they would fast Alexeo Shahayu Bois Azman, Shnas Tuf Tuf Nunbav, Lelav HaChamishi, Va'imim Slichas V'Sachmunim. What happened in those years? This was the years of the Crusades. And in the years of the Crusades, there were terrible Xeros, because all the Christians, the Catholics, they went to war on Yerushalayim against the Muslimim, against the Muslims. And they passed through, on the way, the Crusades, through Germany, the Kilos Ashkenaz, and they killed many Kihilos of Yidin in Germany and France, and Ashkenaz and Sarfat, and there were great, great murders through the months of Iyar until Cheshvan. Thousands upon thousands, tens of thousands were killed, and therefore he says, a kasav Ramah, b'tshuva, Ramah with an ayin, in the tshuva and siman ayin test, the loyal feed of minayu ba'alma, you can't learn from here anything, afla inyan tachnunin, even with respect to tachnun and supplications, not only slichos and tachnun, right? Even if they wouldn't fast, just doing tachnunin, not a day for tachnunin and slichos, ruling in tainus shows imuter, a tainus of just hours, but not a full blown tainus. He says, check out the Be'er Halacha, who has a whole suffix with respect to the issue of a tainus shows. And he says this has to do with whether or not the Isser of fasting on Rosh Chodesh is Midoraisa or Midirabanan. We now move on. It might depend on whether it's Midirabanan, but that's so simple. Ayin Shem Midir Alachat. Tzifkat and Beis, the Tainis, it's also the Tainis. Mavur Le'el, Sim Kuf Beiches, Shafilu, Achal Peros, Yatza Be'ein Tzarech Davka Pas. He's saying, as long as you go ahead and eat, even if you eat fruit and things like that, you're yoytze, and you don't have to eat bread. There's no halacha of eating pas. That's what the sugya there talks about. There's no halacha of eating pas on Rosh Chodesh. Sif Beis. Ein goizrin tainis ala tzibur, Rosh Chodeshim, Chanukah, and Purim. And do not go ahead and make a gzera of a tainis on the tzibur on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim. If they started and they had a gzera that you should go ahead and fast a certain amount of days, and they started Kodesh Rosh Chodesh, they started before Rosh Chodesh, afilu yomecha, even one day, then you don't stop the fast days if they're back to back and you started before Rosh Chodesh. And you can fast and you can have a tiny seymour and you can go ahead and finish up the fast to have a full day fast on Rosh Chodesh. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, Ein Gozrin, Im Avru V'Gozru, and if they were over and they were Gozer, Ein Gzeiras on Gzeira, the Gzeira is not going to be a viable Gzeira on the Tzibur, the Ein Sarach Hasanos, and the Tzibur would not have to fast if such a Gzeira of fasting was made. V'chein Hiskimu Achronim, and this is the, seems to be the Haskama of the Achronim. Now, the idea is that if they made a gzeira to fast specifically on Rosh Chodesh, the gzeira is not chal, because the chazal asered such fasts on this day. But as the Shulchan Aruch had said, if they started beforehand a seder, an order of fasts, and they were gozer to fast on such and such a day, and within those days they didn't know that those days were Rosh Chodesh, and they started before Rosh Chodesh, once they started to fast, even one day, in those days that they were geyser, they don't tell them to stop and not fast. That sif katan dalid v'mischilu going to geyser al miyit gishamim v'chadoyme v'sanais sheni v'chamishi. For example, they made a gzera, the fact that there was no rain, to fast on Mondays and Thursdays and Mondays, like a bahab type of thing, sheni chamishi sheni. V'lo asku adaitei shebe'echad mayhem, and they did not, you know, focus at, oh, you know, one of those days is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and they started this Chil Sanos, then Chal Gzeiras HaMidzeir is going to be Chal B'diyat. Meaning, they shouldn't set it up with Chachila to go ahead and have a Bahab, where they, one of the days falls out, one of the latter days falls out on a Rosh Chodesh. But once they did it, it's Chal B'diyat. Me'achar Shalaratzu B'kivun La'akor U'levat Al-Din Rosh Chodesh, since they didn't consciously go ahead and uproot this din, this halacha of not fasting Rosh Chodesh. They did not do this. It wasn't part in the plan to go ahead and do. So once they started, you could continue and fast on Rosh Chodesh and even have a full fast and be mashlim the fast, have a full day, give a shahr tanis like all the other tanisim. Go ahead and do the Chanukah. Same thing would be applied to Chanukah and Purim. If it started before, misanim and mashlimin, kevin, sheishchiluk parlasan. Once they started these seder of fasts, the chol amoed nami. Chol Hamoed is also like Chanukah, Havik Chanukah, and Purim, Rosh Chodesh. Kemod, Nevuah, Lakam, like we'll see coming up in Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Beis. But da, you should know, Siman Tov Kuf Ayin Beis, there, Mevuah, Bachoran, the Kol Zeh, Hayam Medina, the Eretz Yisrael. This is all Meikar Adin there in Eretz Yisrael. Aval Ha'idne Tzibur, Dinam Ki Yachid, U'mafsikin Rosh Chodesh. Nowadays, the Tzibur's din is like a Yachid. And you would stop on Rosh Chodesh and be mashlim yom acher and make up that fast on a different day. You wouldn't do it on Rosh Chodesh. Now, what this is all really referring to is a Gemara in Tainis where it says, "Ain Tainis Sibur." There's no Tainis Sibur in Bavel. That nowadays, Batel Tainis Sibur. Tainis Sibur is Batel. We continue on. Sif Gimel Yachid She Kiblu Alav Tainis a Yachid. That was mekabel upon himself a tainus kach v'kach yamin on these certain days upaga bo Rosh Chodesh and then Rosh Chodesh hits o shekibel of asana Rosh Chodesh, or he accepted upon himself to fast in Rosh Chodesh and kiblu b'lashon kabel as tainus ba'alma. If he accepted it in a with a regular lashon of accepting a tainus einot tzarech hatara, he would not require any hataras of a neder hataras medarim for the acceptance and the seeming neder of the tainus. Look at the Mishnah Bura. Sif katan vav. Or he was mekabel on himself. Not only was he mekabel a tainus on certain days in Rosh Chodesh hit, or if he was mekabel upon himself to fast on Rosh Chodesh directly, ve'ein tzarech lomar zuk tain. This is really a kal v'chomer from the previous statement. The mekabel of a feirish Rosh Chodesh is if you mekabel explicitly the fast on Rosh Chodesh, I feel Xeris HaTzibur, even Xeris HaTzibur wouldn't work. Lo Mahani Kodesh Adler. However, the Nakam Mishim Seif, it could be that he brought this up, the Shulchan Aruch, because of the Seif, which we're going to see, I feel B'zeh, Imhoti B'Lashom Neder, even this, if he actually used the Lashom Neder, it's going to be Chal. His point is that there's no Kal V'Chomer, if you say that the Yachid was Mekabel HaTainis in a Seder, Kach V'Kach Yamim, Rosh Chodesh punk falls out, where he didn't plan it. And there we still say he doesn't need Atara. So then for sure, if he's Mekabel, a Tainus on Rosh Chodesh itself, the Chatzila, then you're not going to require Atara, because there even if the Tzibur, Tainus Tzibur was established, Tafkuf, to be on that day, he wouldn't require any. It wouldn't be Chal. But this is all, as we just said, in Kiblu, Belashon, Tainus, Ba'alma, regular Lashon, Tainus. Then Sitkat and Zayin Einot Tzara Chatzara. Then you don't require a Tzara. Why? The Dafka B'Tzibur, specifically in a Tzibur, the Alim Magzeirasan Echmiru B'Gazru Al Kach V'Kach Yamin. When it comes to the Tzibur, where the Zera is stronger, the Ramachmir B'Gazru such and such days to have a Tainis and Punk Pagav and Moshkol happens to fall in. It wasn't planned that way. So then, only there, by a tzibur, do we say that it's going to still be chal. By a yachid who does it, even if he sets it up in a bunch of days and didn't consciously set it up a bahab to land down on a Rosh Chodesh, but he set up his own personal bahab and Rosh Chodesh falls out on it, it's not going to be chal. We don't need any hatara, even though he himself said it, which could affect a neder, but it doesn't, because all he used was a lashon of tainus. Now, because of a post in the Ein Tzarech Lefroa, so
tainus. You don't even have to, in this case, pay back and have another tainus, because the tainus is not chal at all. But nearly the dafka kishakibel alav, this is, it appears to him, is only when he was mekabel of tainus of sheni v'chamishi of kol hashana, or shal kama, or of number of months, ve'eira behem Rosh Chodesh falls out. So there, Hasam Shaykh Lamadeh in Koach Kabbalah. So there we say his Kabbalah is not going to be Chal Klal on this Yom Zeh Shuhu Aser, which is the day of Tainus. The Mela, and therefore, the Mela ain't Sarach Lefroa. You don't have to pay back Avuro Yom Echad. You don't have to go ahead and make up that fast on a different day. Aval Shekiba loves Stam, Kach Vakacham. If he just made up his own number of days, Lisanos. Like a Bahab, not for a bunch of months or a year, but just a bunch of days back to back to back to fast. Ve'erabahem, and it happens to land on Shabbosos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, then Tzarech Ledalgan Lashlima Nakaka. Then what you're going to have to do, he says, is you're going to have to skip it and make it up afterwards. The Loya Miyuchad B'Mamaro L'Rosh Chodesh Klal. Bottom line, what he's saying is, if it's just a certain day, not like, you know, throughout the year, or Chodesh, or this and that, but it's just a certain amount of days, so then in principle, he accepted a certain amount of days. And if he accepted a certain amount of days, it is not really innately included Rosh Chodesh in it, so then he really has to have those full days, and although it's not going to be Chal, he will have to go ahead and make up those days when he makes a Lashon of Tainus in a Seda that's not a long-term type of, you know, Bahab situation, just a particular weeks, you know, a couple of weeks here or there, then it'd have to be a Shlomo to make up the full amount of days. And finally, ending off the Shulchan Aruch here, he says, V'im kiblu alav, Lashon Hare Alai, Shuhu Lashon Neder, Tzarech Hataras Chacham. It says, a Yachid, if he actually used a Lashon of Neder, of Hare Alai, then Hatara will be necessary. He will need Tzarech Hataras Chacham, Sifkatan Ches, the Nedarim Chalim Afal Dabar Mitzvah. The Nedarim will be Chal even on a Dabar Mitzvah, Umi Umuchach, Birodea Sim Rech Tizbab, Sif. It says there that you're mechuyev to go ahead and be matir the neder, so that you don't fast. Lo hasham od the posim lo bahem veomrim lo elu samta alibcha sheifkeu b'toch hazman azeh elu hayavim lo ayisi noder u matirin lo. Namely, they go ahead and they give him a Pesach to go ahead and say to him, if you would have had it on your heart that it would fall out on this day, you would not go ahead and make the neder. And they basically tell him to say that, and then they're matir for him the neder.